I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, a soundtrack to the wave of unrest sweeping Arab nations. First, though, another artistic footnote to the demonstrations in Egypt and elsewhere. Egyptian-born poet André Chédid died in Paris on Sunday. She was 90 years old and a well-known figure on the French literary scene. Here's more from The World's Marco Werman.
She was known to many in Paris as La Dame des Deux Rives, the woman who came from the banks of two rivers, the Seine and the Nile. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said yesterday that Chédid was part of a movement of new cosmopolitan writers who brought about a literary renaissance in France after the Second World War. Chédid was born in 1920 in Cairo and was raised in three languages, Arabic, English, and French. She wrote her first work in English, but when she moved to France, her writing switched.
Il est passé le sourire qui vivait de ta lèvre.
This is André Chédid reading one of her poems from a CD with musical accompaniment.
On danse partout sur ta jeune mort ce soir. Et je suis de la danse. Et je suis de la vie.
Chédid was not an activist writer. Still, she held a nostalgia for Egypt and the Orient that preoccupied her writing. It didn't translate into widespread appeal in Egypt, but it provided anyone who had read André Chédid's writing with a solid context for understanding what's been going on there. As one critic pointed out today, Chédid's work consistently echoed her faith in the people of Egypt, their humanity, their sense of humor, and their patience. That Egyptian patience was cited last week by the spokesman in exile for the Muslim Brotherhood. Kamal el-Halbawi told us that Egyptian protesters went about their Sunni way of reform calmly, steeled by their patience with a government they have struggled quietly with for many years.
The Sunni way of reform and the Sunni way of looking at the authority and the power and the government, that they respect the government so much and be patient many, many years.
It's hard to know what André Chédid felt about the protests in Egypt just before she passed away. What is certain is that today Chédid has been the subject of numerous appreciations in France, and not just amongst the literati. Her poetry has also been embraced by young pop music fans. Chédid's grandson, Mathieu Chédid, who also goes by the name M, often adapts André Chédid's poetry for his songs. This one, Bonobo, is especially well-known, and it helps cement André Chédid's words for a new generation of readers who didn't get to enjoy her writing while she was alive. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Oh, mes cousins masculin, féminin. Oh, mes Benjamin qui se prétendent.
You can watch a video of M performing Bonobo with his siblings at theworld.org.